Hi, I'm Sam, and do I share my verse? No. All right, so we all had to choose a verse, and my verse was Psalm 139:14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. And I feel like this verse really does connect with my story, and you'll hear about it soon. All right, here we go. So in sixth grade, I was new to a new school, as all sixth graders are, because we have to go to a new school. and I started to feel anxiety and stress about being in a new place. There were bullies and kids who didn't care about the impact of their words. And I tried to hide my pain and frustration until it all boiled over. Moving on to seventh grade, I was at home arguing with my parents, and then it all broke down. I started to have suicidal thoughts, but I stopped to realize that other people did care about me. I told my mom about my depression, and I started to see a counselor. Her name is Pam. I tried to go to her, but after a few sessions, she wasn't the right fit for me, so we searched for another counselor. And then moving on to eighth grade, we found a new counselor. Her name is Catherine, and she helped me come up with some good coping skills and strategies to deal with my stress, depression, and suicidal thoughts. Prayer and what I have with me right here. This is my stress bottle. I shake it up. There's glitter inside. It's supposed to be my stress. It's just a visual representation of how I can go through things, and they will eventually basically just go down, and I'll make it through. So, all right. And then I saw God working in my life through Tim, and he was always there for me, helping me, praying with me, and then everybody who cared about me, my parents and my friends. And a quick shout out to Thomas and Landon Billingsley. After my last counseling session, my counselor, Catherine, she said that I wasn't depressed anymore and that I was doing really well. So I went to the Billingsley's house, and I went to tell them, and they screamed and laughed. And that was one time when I realized that people do care about me, not just my family, but my friends too. Let's see. I saw God's compassion. It showed me that life is worth living. We support kids through Compassion International, and kind of felt like as we support those kids so that they can have a better life, God was supporting me to have a better life, and he was showing me his ways. I saw God's support. Whenever I would read the Bible or look at the daily verse on my phone, it would always be something that I felt like really connected to me. And I felt like God was just trying to talk to me, saying, hey, I'm here for you. It's going to be okay. And the final thing that I learned is that it's okay to question. There were times when I questioned if God was really there for me. But as I got better, I started to realize that during those times of questioning, I realized that God is there the most, helping me. Let's see. Whenever bullies would say something about me, calling me fat, dumb, stupid, or words that I can't say in church, whenever they would use those words, I'd try to use my Bible verse, Psalm 139:14, knowing that God doesn't make mistakes, and he made me well. I try to think of it every single day, and I have that verse hanging up in my room. I see it every day, and I always remember I am fearfully and wonderfully made.